It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. The University of Pittsburgh is increasing its research into new power and energy infrastructures. The school is launching the Energy Grid Research and Infrastructure Development Institute, which will bring together public and private research and innovation. San Francisco has a legal battle on its hands with short-term rental company Airbnb. The San Francisco Chronicle reports Airbnb filed suit in federal court objecting to a new law requiring short-term rental companies to remove unregistered hosts from their websites. Airbnb is seeking an injunction to suspend the law. This week, the Pittsburgh Tech Report takes you to the basement of Benedum Hall on the University of Pittsburgh campus. It might be ironic that some of the work being done by students in this windowless basement could someday revolutionize the solar power industry. But solar is just the start of this work being done on the nano scale. Dr. Paul Liu runs the lab, which hosts the work of four PhD candidates and a few undergrads.
If you take one of these nanotubes and you were to enlarge it to the typical circumference of like a pillar in a building, and then you take that column and you enlarge it by the same scale, that original column would be the diameter of the entire Earth.
In fact, the structures are smaller than the wavelengths of visible light. Emil Kays is a third-year PhD student. He's creating an antibacterial surface spiked with nanocones.
The samples, which are like roughly 1 inch by 1 inch, it contains roughly 290 million structures.
Viewed under an electron microscope, it looks like a bed of nails. Kays then coats the silicon spikes with a few nanometers of silver and exposes them to a common bacteria that can cause serious infections among hospital patients with catheters. The bacteria die within a few hours. Sitting to Kays' left is PhD student Tong Cheng Gao, who is working to create a conductive metal mesh that is so fine it's nearly transparent. Such overlays are used in touchscreens and solar cells. Most of the commercially available meshes are made from the rare earth metal indium, but Tong's is made of copper.
Because copper is really inexpensive and it's really conductive, and by making the copper into hexagonal nano mesh shape, it can have really good flexibility and really good transparency, because most of the structure is made up of just holes.
Tong says even after being bent back and forth 1,000 times, the structure shows very little decay. While Tong tries to make his product to allow as much light as possible through, first-year grad student Brad Pafchek is trying to create a product that will absorb as much light as possible. He starts with a standard silicon disc and then exposes it to a plasma.
This plasma has a bunch of ions and radicals that are flying around at high energy, and they etch into the surface, kind of like that bed of needles that almost, I guess Emerald might have showed you a sample. So these bed of needles create kind of like a buffer region that allows light to get absorbed into the silicon itself, which is fantastic for solar cell applications because that's the whole point, to absorb the light and create energy.
Pafchek is changing a slew of variables, including the flow rate of several gases used to make the plasma and the power at which they are introduced. Paul Liu meets with his students a few times a week in an effort to keep them on track as they test their hypotheses.
It can be a very frustrating process. You know, you try something, it doesn't work. You try something, it doesn't work. So, you know, you have to really enjoy it a lot and be passionate about it and, you know, also be persistent at things.
Until the students find just the right formulas and just the right processes, they will continue to try and try again in their basement lab on Pitt's campus. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.